In a happy act of divine providence, yesterday was the feast of St. Norbert, who died yesterday on the 6th day of June in the year 1134 at the young age of 54. I don't know if you know a lot about the life of St. Norbert. St. Norbert founded a religious order of priests called the Premonstratensians. Now, there's a great word for your next Scrabble game. The Premonstratensians. 18 letters. You can't even play it in Scrabble, right? Because there's only 15 letters across. The Premonstratensians. The members of his religious community are called the Premonstratensians because St. Norbert founded his order in a little valley called Premontre, which is to the northeast of Paris in France, between Paris and Brussels. Premontre is very close to Compiègne, the famous place of the Carmelite martyrs, and also Chambry to the east, which is where the Shroud of Turin was during St. Norbert's lifetime. The Premonstratensians are more commonly called the Norbertines after their founder, and they are officially canons, not monks, not friars, canons. They're sort of like monks who live a monastic life with some apostolic activity like preaching and teaching. In the early 1100s, St. Norbert was known as an outstanding preacher. So he was sent by the Pope to Antwerp. You know where Antwerp is? It's north of Brussels in Belgium. It's right on the border between Brussels and between Belgium and the Netherlands. Antwerp is where St. Norbert was sent to preach against the heretical teachings of Tancelm. That's a good name for you. Tancelm. Tancelm was a heretical monk who was preaching against the real presence of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. Tancelm taught that the Eucharist was just a symbol of the Lord's body and blood, but not really and truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Tancelm was preaching in Antwerp that what people received in Holy Communion was just a piece of bread. St. Norbert and his bold, passionate defense of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist restored the true Catholic faith in the real presence in the whole city of Antwerp. And ever since he preached against the heretic Tancelm, St. Norbert is known today as the Apostle of the Blessed Sacrament. The Apostle of the Blessed Sacrament. When you see pictures of St. Norbert, he's always holding either a monstrance, which is where we place the Blessed Sacrament for exposition and benediction, or a ciborium, that gold chalice-like sacred vessel which we use to distribute Holy Communion. The statue of St. Norbert in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, which is located on the south transept of the basilica on the lower level, has St. Norbert holding a gold chalice with a host, and he's holding this in his right hand, and guess who's at his feet? The heretic Tancelm, lying at St. Norbert's feet. The radiance of the sacred host seems to dazzle and confuse the heretic struggling at his feet. Even to this day, 900 years later, one of the charisms of the Norbertines is to spread increased devotion to the Most Blessed Sacrament. It is to spread and increase devotion to the Most Blessed Sacrament. When I attend my priestly fraternity convocation the first week in July at the Norbertine Priory of Corpus Christi in Springfield, Illinois, we will have exposition and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament every day. Every day. The Norbertines have exposition and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament every day of the year. Pope Pius XI of happy memory said in a talk to the Norbertines, "Your order is gloriously Eucharistic and Eucharistically glorious." On the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary on the 7th of October, 1985, Pope St. John Paul II gave a talk at a colloquium to the canons regular of Premontre in Rome, and he famously said, "Hold high the Eucharist above all the miseries and errors of the world." I think that's a perfect title for today's homily. I think that's a great screensaver. I think that would be a perfect line for the marquee if my marquee actually worked on Oak Avenue. I would have placed on the marquee today, "Hold high the Eucharist above all the miseries and errors of the world." That's the purpose of this great solemnity in honor of the most holy body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we hold high the Eucharist above all the miseries and errors of the world. Today's solemnity inspires us to make an act of faith in the real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist, just as Norbert invited the people of Antwerp to do some 900 years ago. Today's solemnity inspires us to believe in transubstantiation. Interesting. The Premonstratensians. It's an 18-letter word. And guess what? The word transubstantiation is an 18-letter word. Transubstantiation, from the Latin trans meaning change, and substantia meaning substance. A change in substance. Every Catholic must believe in transubstantiation. That is, that at the consecration of the Mass, the bread and wine substantially and really and truly change into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Only a validly ordained Roman Catholic priest can change bread and wine into the living flesh and blood of Jesus. Last Friday, Bishop Barron ordained three men priests for our diocese. That's three more priests here in southern Minnesota who can change bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus. As the bishop so famously says, the church comes from the Eucharist. And the Eucharist comes from priests. But of course, after transubstantiation, the appearances of bread and wine still remain. It still looks like bread and wine, and tastes like bread and wine, and smells like bread and wine, but it is not bread and wine, but the real and true body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. St. Thomas Aquinas, my patron, who wrote the Mass and the hymns for this glorious solemnity of Corpus Christi back in 1264. In his famous hymn, the Adorate Devote, he wrote, "Visus tactus gustus in te fallitur, sed auditu solo toto creditur." Always sounds better in Latin, doesn't it? The famous Jesuit priest, Father Gerard Manley Hopkins, has a beautiful English translation of St. Thomas's hymn. "Seeing, touching, tasting are in thee deceived. How says trusty hearing? That shall be believed." St. Thomas says our senses deceive us. Seeing, touching, tasting, smelling won't help us determine if it is a piece of bread or the body and blood of Jesus. Only our sense of hearing tells us the truth, because faith comes through hearing. When the priest says, "This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood," then we know that it's really Jesus. And when the priest says, "The body of Christ," we say, "Amen, indeed it is. Truly it is. So it is. The body of Christ." St. Thomas continues his verse, "What God's Son has told me, take for truth I do. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true." We believe the Eucharist is the body and blood of Jesus simply because Jesus is the truth himself, and he cannot deceive us. or lie to us. If he says the Eucharist is his real flesh and blood, so it is. What God's Son has told me, take for truth I do, truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. In today's gospel, Jesus says, my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Today's mystery of the Most Holy Eucharist is very similar to last Sunday's mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. Even though we will never fully understand the mystery, God asks us to believe the mystery that the all-powerful Lord changes bread and wine into his body and blood. He asks us to adore the mystery of his body and blood with summa cum laude, with the highest praise, and to love his body and blood. Sweet sacrament, we thee adore. Oh, make us love thee more and more and more. I pray that you will not only believe in the Lord's body and blood, but that you will adore his body and blood and love his body and blood and have a great desire to be united with his body and blood and Holy Communion, our flesh and his flesh becoming one, our blood and his blood becoming one. Oh, sweet sacrament, we thee adore. Oh, make us love thee more and more and more. Hold high the Eucharist above all the miseries and errors of the world. Amen.